Writing for the court's 4-3 conservative majority, Justice Rebecca Bradley argued that because the 2011 maps had been passed by the legislature, signed by a governor, and survived federal lawsuits, they were the proper place for the Wisconsin Supreme Court to start with redistricting. Bradley wrote that these maps were policy choices passed by a political body. Nothing, Bradley wrote, empowers this court to second-guess those policy choices. Writing for the court's liberals in a dissent, Justice Rebecca Dallet said there was nothing neutral about starting with the 2011 map that strongly favored Republicans. Wrote Dallet, quote, "It is one thing for the current legislature to entrench a past legislature's partisan choices for another decade. It is another thing entirely for this court to do the same." Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.